Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Matt, it is already 6 o'clock. How did that happen? Like, we just showed up here. We were talking Draymond.
Because we fun.
We're shenanigans over here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't even opened the tequila yet.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to happen.
It's Friday. This is perfect. Lindsay, what do we need to know?
Well, Momo, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So we recently talked about the tax refunds coming to Californians as part of the state's, quote, middle class tax refund program. And guess what? Today, that money started hitting people's bank accounts.
Oh, yeah.
The payments, yeah, people are excited about that because the payments, of course, they're meant to help address rising costs in gas prices.
Right.
And to be eligible, you must have filed your 2020 tax return by last October and make less than $150K per year.
Right. Now, how much was the actual credit?
It depends based on your filing status.
Oh, okay.
It's like at the lowest, it's $250,
okay,
and it's up to $1,500.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Depending on if
good.
You have kids, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you are eligible, you don't have to take any action. Mm-hmm. And the state tax board says the payments will not be subject to any California income tax. So they're just going to show up in your bank account over the next couple days here.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, free money.
Yeah. By the way, not financial advice, but I saw Crypto Ray was offering some thoughts on what to do with that cash if you get it.
Yeah, I took that advice with my winnings from...
Which is invested, right?
Well, yeah,
wisely.
From Las Vegas.
You
know? Yeah, because I won.
If you don't need it, invest it wisely and just don't even look at it for like a decade.
I figured if I gambled and I won, you know, I won off of some free play and I won a jackpot, you know, I wasn't going to have that money anyway, so I might as well try and invest it and grow it.
And of course, hashtag NFA, not financial advice.
Correct.
So that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever... You are. So I feel like we need to reset here only because we've had a very strange day thanks to Cappy. There is a bottle of tequila Mandala Reposado in this studio. It once belonged to Scott Kaplan.
Ha.
It now belongs to one Ramona Shelburne.
Do you like how I just like jumped in there? Like
no,
I really have no claim on this.
No, you should.
But I said we should drink his tequila, and then you said, "Can you take it?" And I said, "Absolutely." So no question.
Yeah. Girl, if you wouldn't have said that, my cancer butt would have been like, hey, "Yo me lo llevo."
So here's the deal: the reason we are taking his tequila is because he has gone against the family.
Yes,
that's what happened here, basically.
Major violation.
Yeah, he went against the family, and the family has voted him off the island for the day. And that's why Ramona's getting his tequila. So we have the bit on this show, hashtag Hey King.
Yeah.
Right? Hey
Among
King.
Among others, yeah. Hey King.
Yeah, exactly. And
who came up with the first Hey King?
He did.
He did.
Okay, so he did say it first.
He told us the story about how his daughters, whenever they need anything, they call him and the first thing out of their mouth is, Hey King. And then he responds, Slay Queen. And then they ask him for money or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
And I heard it firsthand when I was driving him to the concert, and because his speaker or his headpiece on his phone
you should
is broken.
See my face right now.
No, it's amazing.
So he answered his phone on speakerphone, and she legit started the call with, "Hey King, when's my debit card gonna get here, Dad?"
Of course, this poor man. But
I'm
anyway.
Not gonna say what I'm thinking.
No, it's okay.
Nope. You can just see it on my face.
Yeah, I see it on your face, Momo. It's written all over your face. So anyway. He decided to print a t-shirt with hashtag Hey King. And that's fine. That's fine. He wants to make some cash on it. He wants to sell some t-shirts. I don't know if I love it, but whatever. Go do you, bro. Except the fact that the t-shirt has the logo for his CappyCast on it.
If he wouldn't have done that, we would have been okay with it.
Yes.
But the fact that he's trying to brand it with his other one.
Right.
It's like, bruh, that happened here, not over there.
Correct.
And you're taking our, like, intelligence away.
Right, right. Mm. We allow you to have a mistress. We have an open relationship here on this show.
Like you and, you know, Rachel.
Right. We have it.
Allegedly.
I mean, he said allegedly, so we should also say allegedly.
I said it, allegedly.
So anyway, We allow you to have a mistress. We have an open relationship. And then you throw it in our face. And that's not right. You can't do that. You can't cross the family.
It's not so much just throwing it in your face. He's profit taking.
Right. And also giving a 15% discount code, and people are buying it.
He's like, hey, I gave you all this stuff for free for Sighted.
Yeah.
But now you got to pay for the stuff that we started on the show.
He was slinging Sighted hats like they were going
with his own address.
Kind of like. It's like when you have a second family.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget which wife you said something to.
Oh, yeah.
Like a secret family.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, did I give her the bracelet?
Yeah.
Or was it
cheaters?
It's what he's got. He's got the secret family. And we allow it to happen. But what we're saying is, because you have crossed the family, you had a bottle of Tequila Mandala with your name on it, and it now has Ramona Shelburne's
revoked. Yeah. Sir, revoked. Yeah.
I think I'm impressed with just how I sidled into this.
You did. Good
job.
Like,
I really am not deserving of this tequila. Like,
no, you are.
I have not been wronged. I am just the happy beneficiary.
Yes, you are. But it's okay. We want you to enjoy it because we want everyone to taste it. So there you go. All right. With that said, the biggest story of the day, and I had to rehash that because I feel like the 6 o'clock people always get gypped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last hour people, it's like, oh, yeah.
What were we talking about?
We've been talking about things for 2 hours. Yeah. Like, you're just getting
different
in your
audience.
Car. Yeah,
takes an hour. My rule of thumb is it takes an hour to get anywhere in L.A.
Oh, no question.
It takes an hour and a half on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Friday's even worse. Friday's so much worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much worse.
So, you know, anything we said after 4:30, we need to repeat.
Right. So there you go. We're here. We're letting you know why Ramona has Cappy's tequila. So, anyhow, the Draymond thing, though. So, you said earlier that, you know, I gave you a little fact or fiction.
Yeah.
Draymond Green will be suspended. Ramona, what's your take?
You totally did announcer voice right there. You really go into announcer
what's
voice.
What's your take? and you said, I don't know, maybe not even suspended.
I initially thought when I saw the tape, it was going to get suspended. Mm-hmm. Like, oh boy, he's got to go away now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You got to go away
for
a little
while.
And
by the way, for those that don't know, Adam Silver cannot get involved in this, right?
It's a team matter.
Team related.
So our friend Bobby Marks, who's like a former GM, he very helpfully pointed out some precedent for this.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Let me make sure I get this right because it's on his Twitter. It's Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay.
And he essentially said the NBA, here's the language in the NBA manual about violence on the court. Mm-hmm. The NBA has generally been hands-off. A couple years ago, Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic got into a fight, and there was a suspension, and they allowed the team to deal with fines and suspensions. It's kind of like the Rams and Aaron Donald hit the guys from the from the Bengals with the two helmets.
Right.
Okay? Bobby Portis was suspended 8 games by the Chicago Bulls, not the NBA, for punching Mirotic during practice.
Wow.
Mirotic suffered a concussion and facial fractures. He missed 23 regular season games.
Wow.
So that's a fairly important precedent.
Yeah, I would say.
That's where one person I talked to today said, you got to do the same for Draymond, 8 games. It should be agreed upon. You know, like this is, the initial reaction I heard around the league was, whoa, that video changes things. Marcus Thompson from The Athletic, who covers the Warriors about as good as anybody around. Tons of respect for that guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's covered them forever. Marcus has an interesting column, which I just read, about this being kind of a low point for Draymond in his tenure with the team. But also that a lot of in his column, he says a lot of players didn't see the punch when it happened and didn't see the video until it came out on Friday.
Right.
Because they were at practice. They were playing.
Right, right.
And there was nothing in that situation that led everyone to think, oh, there's about to be a fight. It just kind of happened, and it happened fast. And people were on other sides of the court. Like, people heard there was a punch, and you, obviously you see Jordan Poole go down. You see people who, there was a couple people around when it happened. But it's not like the whole team was, like, while they were there, they weren't all paying attention to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so the video does change things, and it changes opinions. So I'm very curious to see what happens tomorrow. The Warriors were off today. Mm-hmm. It was a scheduled day off.
Okay.
They are going to practice tomorrow, and then they play the Lakers in a preseason game on Sunday.
Correct.
This timeline matters, okay? Because today is the day that everybody catches their breath and goes, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Like, now we've seen the video. What do we do now?
Right.
I initially thought he was going to get suspended. Now I'm not so sure. Tomorrow, I think we're going to hear from Draymond.
Okay.
We'll probably hear from him. We didn't hear from him yesterday.
Right. There was an apology out there, though, right?
There was an apology that, like, I think like Bob print? And I don't know if he, did he tweet something? I don't know.
He might have.
But Bob Myers and Steve Kerr and Steph Curry did the press conference yesterday, and they all were using big words like, oh, it's trust issues, respect, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It seemed very serious that they had to get out there and address it.
Correct.
And Andre Iguodala, who is the respected elder statesman on that team, put a tweet out that night addressing it. And it was very rarely are practice fights this big a deal. And at the time when people were, when it first was came out, I was like, yeah, it's a practice fight. I know these things happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like that big a deal. But when I saw the three guys do the press conference yesterday, I was like, well, maybe it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is.
And, right. That changes your opinion a little
bit. And I do think, like, it wouldn't surprise me if it went either way at this point. But I tomorrow's going to be a big day for this. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day because we'll see we'll probably see what Draymond has to say tomorrow. So I assume.
Yeah. Well, Bob Myers said that Draymond had apologized, right?
Yeah. He didn't actually. Yeah, Draymond didn't like come out and like do anything publicly, right. But in that press conference, or Bob Myers released a statement regarding Draymond's apology to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did internally.
I don't know how many people like, you know, it's amazing to me. I can see how this would happen because I'm very much the worst paparazzi ever. I have been on stakeouts before in my career.
Me too.
And I'm terrible at it.
I'm bad.
I'm like the worst. I'll be standing there.
I got a blurry picture once of Derek Fisher meeting with Pat Riley.
Oh.
During the LeBron's first year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay. So
at the Mandarin Oriental.
So I remember when Dwight Howard was holding free agent meetings in LA and it was like a stakeout, like who's meeting with Dwight, you know? Yeah. And he had them on certain days, like the Hawks met with Dwight and the Rockets and there it was outside his agent's office in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And so I was out there with Sports Center crew all day long, and you know when people would show up, you would be like, "Oh, the Hawks have arrived for their meeting with Dwight Howard," because you'd see them pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they would go in the front and they would pull up right outside. Another one times, and we had I was in front, and my producer, her name was Joy Benedict, she was down below in the parking garage. So like between us, we would see them.
Yeah,
I was the worst. Literally, I stood in front of the building. Mike D'Antoni and Steve Nash pull up to the front of the building. I'm standing right there trying to act cool, being on my phone like, hey, I'm not some weirdo standing out in front. They walk right by me.
Yeah.
Right by me. And my camera guy goes, hey, did you get him? I go, what? What happened? He's like, Mike D'Antoni just walked right past you. And I'm like, Oh, I missed it. And he's like, well, I got it on tape. I mean, I was shooting from across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're stupid.
Like, you're supposed to ask them something.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Yeah. I was the worst. Yeah. And then another time I tried to chase David Beckham. I was doing a story about the paparazzi when David Beckham came to town.
Yeah.
And I found out where he was living. I started talking to the paparazzi. All of a sudden, everybody starts to move.
Yeah.
Everyone starts running to their car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. What's happening?
Yeah.
And nobody has time to explain to the newbie here, hey, there's movement within the house. Yeah, they're going to start driving.
Yeah.
So like the 30 seconds where I'm like, why is everybody running to their cars?
Yeah, yeah.
Were the 30 seconds I should have been running to my car.
Right.
But by the time I got to my car, now I'm facing the wrong way. Everyone else has started their car. The car comes out of the driveway.
Right.
I haven't even turned my car on. I'm still walking across the street.
Yeah.
I have to make a 3-point turn to go the right direction.
To follow David Beckham.
Everyone was gone.
Yeah, you lost them all.
I was all gone. I was like, I'm the worst. I don't have a career in this.
Well, at least you learned quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too funny. All right, coming up next.
It
is time for our Picks Against the Spread segment, which I have done really poorly at, despite being good at gambling this year. But just these five
games. Spread is different.
No, I'm talking about actual, like, my own gambling. Oh. Just not these five games pick every week.
I have Cappy's picks.
I heard. I heard you do.
Tank them.
Yeah, I should.
You should do like seriously. The reverse.
I should.
Although you never know. But, honestly, though, you never know. The NFL, the reverse might get them
I know.
All right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
So, all right. We'll do Picks Against the Spread. Momo's in for Cappy. We'll be back in a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Hurts so good. This is America right here, Momo. John Cougar Mellencamp. It's good music, though. I love it.
Me too.
This is very 80s to me, growing up. Like, it just screams 80s. When I would watch Casey Kasem and his America's Top 10. Have I ever told you my Casey Kasem story?
No.
I only have one, and I've told it before on the show. So people who have listened to this one like four times are just going to roll their eyes. But real quick, I used to work in the Premier building in Sherman Oaks, and that's where America's Top 40 also came out of. And on the first floor where we were at, there was only one bathroom, and it was a one-off. So it had a lock.
Okay.
And it had a knob lock and a top lock, right?
Okay. So this is like a unisex.
Correct.
Yes.
And so I lock just the knob, right? Thinking, oh, no one's going to open the door.
Oh, boy.
So I apparently I didn't realize it was broken.
Oh, fine.
So my back is.
I can see where this is going.
My back is facing the door.
Okay.
And all of a sudden the door opens and I just turn around and swing my head around and I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And
it was number one. Yeah.
It was Casey Kasem.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, oh, hey, sorry. Didn't mean to run in. And I was like, hi, Casey. No problem. And that was it. That's my Casey Kasem story. Never saw him ever again. May he rest in peace.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, hey, sorry. Didn't mean to run in on you.
You do a good Casey.
That's my only thing I can do. It's very limited.
I think you could do some more. Try it.
I don't know. I'd have to, you know what? I need like some, like, it's almost like karaoke.
Need some lines.
I need like something to know, like the long distance dedication, all that. We can work on it for the next segment. It's
all
okay.
Right. Well, how about just take the rundown?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Factor Fix and the Rams will have an actual home field advantage at some point this season.
Let me do this one.
Let's try it. Pick one.
Sean McVay. Rams may need to use silent count at home with big Cowboys crowd.
That's pretty good.
Not terrible.
Hey, you need some material.
Not terrible.
Yeah,
you need to announce a song.
Yeah. Yeah. But he does that. That's like his tone. Like he goes up and
the
then
inflection,
down.
Inflection. Yeah.
Coming to you live now from 1985.
Yeah. Coming from you live, 1985, it is Big Hair Band, Motley Crue.
Pretty good.
Number 10.
It's crazy that he's the voice of Shaggy, right?
He is,
That's nuts to think of that.
He was the original voice of Shaggy.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he was.
Whoa.
Yeah, Casey. He was a very talented man.
And you want to know what?
He was in a lot of the Hanna-Barbera stuff, too.
Yeah, he took a break for like 2 years from doing Shaggy's voice because...
Wait, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because Shaggy, he was a vegetarian, and in one of the episodes, you know how Shaggy's always eating?
Yeah.
He was eating meat, or like a steak, and he's like, no, I'm not doing it because I don't want him eating meat because I'm a vegetarian.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Huh.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
Blowing my mind right now. By the way, we got a score update. Padres 3, Mets 0.
So I kind of want...
In the fourth inning.
I want the gutty little Padres to win this series because they're going to play... The winner plays the Dodgers.
So, and this is... Oh, man. It's funny watching this game because Yu Darvish is on the mound for the Padres.
Oh, I know.
Yu Darvish.
Infamous.
I can't say his name without saying
you Darvish.
But it's not his fault.
It was his fault.
I mean, they knew what was coming.
And now it's still his fault.
It's
still his fault.
It's kind of lame that the Dodgers are going to, like, let's say the Mets win this. It's kind of lame that they're going to see him in the DS, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's like something more momentous.
Yeah, but like the Dodgers have been pretty good against Padres this year. You got to feel good about that matchup.
Yeah.
Not as good against Mets. But apparently it was dead arm Scherzer out there for the Mets today.
I know.
Just like last year. It's kind of like the ghost of Dodger Passer coming back in this series.
I know. It's great, though. I actually think, because you're going to get revenge on
do
somebody.
Do you still, like I'm curious, how long does that, do people still have that feeling about you, Darvish? Is it just me?
Man, it was for a long time. You know, LZ had it for you, Darvish, for a long time.
I know. Yeah. And I feel bad. Like he seems like a wonderful guy.
I'm not going to lie.
He's a wonderful guy. Yeah, he's probably really nice, actually.
As a Cleveland Indians fan, Cleveland alert, I'm still mad at CeCe Sabathia for blowing the 2000.
Yeah,
I get that. I get it.
He's even said that's one of the biggest regrets of his career was not coming up in that game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it was just, like the most deflating loss I have ever been to. I've been to some deflating losses.
Yeah, you were there in the house. That's right.
Like that was, it was the most exciting game I have ever like shown up for.
Yeah.
And the most deflating loss I've ever been to. Mm. Like to see how excited everyone was for the Dodgers to be back in the World Series. There was all the signs in the stands,
oh my God.
Like it's 1988.
Yeah.
Like it was breaking the World Series drought. They finally had gotten back there. And it was game 7, and that was a back-and-forth series. It was so exciting. And then he gave up, like, 5 runs in the first 2 innings. It was so bad.
And it was like, burr, burr. Yeah.
What is it? What did 55,000 people said silent sound like? That was that game.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
God, it was tough. Because game 7s,
they
could be the most exciting thing ever, or they could be a pretty big dud.
It was a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
So, I mean, that has happened historically. So, would you rather see the Padres or the Mets? Like, because there's the Mets thing.
Yeah, the Mets are good.
It's interesting. It's basically, do you want the path of, well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess path of least resistance would be the Padres because you've had success against them. But I do think that it's just cool because it's L.A. versus San Diego.
Yeah, also, I'd rather save on travel, not fly across the country both times. Mm. Okay, there's that.
Yeah, because that can cost guys, too.
Yeah, that can cost you. There's also, to me, the Mets, though, they're kind of chokers right now. Like, they choked in that Atlanta series.
They did.
Real bad.
Yeah, they lost all 3.
All 3. That's like this is
all
a team that's trying
win
to
one.
All they had to do is win one game.
Yeah.
And so this is a team that's trying to get people to believe in it and take them seriously and break the curse and whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they just got swept by Atlanta.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get one, and they had all their aces lined up.
Let's do the picks against the spread before we run out of time
here. I think we should move the picks against the spread to the last segment.
Okay.
Okay, we can do that.
That's cool with you guys.
All right.
That doesn't make a difference.
Sorry, I'm almost talking too much.
No, it's okay. I feel like
that was a great story.
I feel it.
It was, yeah.
I feel it.
You know, we're fluid here.
You Darvish.
You Darvish.
We talk Casey Kasem. We talk you Darvish. Whatever, you know.
Cappy Bean.
It sounds like something that would be in the Office or like Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it is.
You Darvish.
Or like it's like Kramer on Seinfeld or something, right?
Yes, yes.
Who was the guy you had the vendetta against?
Jeff Dinitz. Jeff Dinitz. Guys, he runs a real estate magazine now. He's not even in the business anymore. Get out of here, Dinitz.
Get out of here.
All right, so let's do this. We got, then we have big deal or no deal next, and we'll do the picks against the spread on the other side. So we'll do that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Christopher. We're very excited because you always want us to be excited coming out of those rejoins. Now, Lindsay, it's your turn.
Thanks, Sedano. Super excited. Or as Momo would like to say, thanks, Sedano. Super excited.
Do you guys like my imitation of producer Chris, or do you like my Valley Girl better?
Wait, let me hear.
Oh,
let me hear
never
both.
Heard the Valley Girl.
Have you heard the Valley Girl?
I've heard neither. So let me hear. Oh, yeah. Let me hear first. Whichever one you'd like to do first.
Hold on. I got to get. The Valley Girl is like not just a voice. It's a whole attitude.
It's a vibe.
And you have to get your whole face into it, okay?
You do
and
it
really sounds better like when I'm in studio, especially because I can look at you.
Yeah.
She did a whole segment in this voice.
We did a whole segment this way.
Wow.
It's a little bit hard because I've had like everything. A sinus infection yeah. for a little while. So yeah. I'm finally starting to sound better. But yeah. you know, when you do the Valley Girl, it's a little hard. Yeah.
She gave us good. Like the info on like when the I've different been, like, parts a little of the valley. Bit sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
That's really good.
That I so am good. From the Valley.
You are, yeah.
But see, what people don't understand is the Valley is not just a place.
Yeah.
There are different parts of the Valley.
There are, yeah.
And there's like the West Valley, yeah. and there's the East Valley, there's yeah. the Mid Valley, there's yeah. Ventura, yeah. the south of Ventura.
Right.
And if you say south of Ventura, I know you're not actually from the Valley because yeah. you would say south of the Boulevard.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
And nailed now, it.
Is that enough?
Now
that
the Morales great. One.
Oh, let me hear Morales. Yeah, yeah.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Yeah, she has to plug her nose.
It's all that. But I can then now, right now, I can, if I plug my nose, I can't really breathe.
Sinus infection. Hashtag sinus infection.
Gosh dang, these preschools where the kids bring home the germs.
Oh, I know. Oh, gosh. It's the worst.
Anyway, another what reason, do you got, Linz? Another big reason, deal or no deal?
Another reason you shouldn't have children.
Thanks, Ramona.
All right, so Matt Leinart was once a big legend. Well, he is a big legend at
yeah,
USC.
Still is.
Yeah. yeah, he won the 2004 Heisman Trophy, and of course, he led USC to the 2005 National Championship. He's so important to the program that the school retired his number 11 jersey, so no other USC football player can ever wear it again.
Yep.
Well, Leinart recently returned to the USC campus to casually approach some of the students and ask them about USC football, and the reactions were priceless. He posted the video on Twitter, which I have retweeted at Lindsay Baseball, in which Leinart quickly realized just how many years have passed since he was the big man on campus. So basically nobody recognized him with one exception. And it's the fact that USC students on campus don't even recognize one of their biggest football stars a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Actually, I think this is brilliant. This mockumentary thing, I bet yeah. you it's going to go super duper. I mean, it's already gone viral enough, but I think it's brilliant. Like, I would do that all the time if I were that guy. And here's the deal. He's on national television. You know that's going to run now yeah. on their show on TV, which is going to make it blow up even oh, yeah. more because that'll get aggregated. And it's just really smart. The self-deprecation, it's honestly, it's something that makes him more likable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a pretty boy, right? Like, yeah. he's a good-looking guy. Right. Won the Heisman,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Was a top 10 draft pick, right?
So much of our world today is the perception of authenticity mm-hmm. is creating something that feels real.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff that is actually real, and that's the content that matters. That's yeah. the content that people connect to.
Right.
But there's also, like, engineered content like this that really does pop.
Yeah.
Because it has the feel of authenticity. I like it a lot. I think that's a good look for them. Anything self-deprecating or authentic or real.
Eli Manning,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, just doing goofy stuff.
Goofy stuff.
Like, showing your personality.
But there is a very fine line between forcing it.
No, agreed.
Like, some people, like, everybody's trying to be cool or trying yeah. to be authentic.
But not everybody can pull it off.
Yeah, you can't try to go viral. You just do.
Yeah.
Except for the best viral segments usually are planned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It's like the people with the smile.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, yeah. the stadiums, they're yeah. all the creepy smile yeah. people.
That was a brilliant
it was
social
brilliant.
Media campaign, by the way. I was yeah. telling my friends about that, and that was, they nailed it.
Yeah, they did. I still don't want to watch that show.
I want to go see it.
No, I don't like scary movies.
You know what I'm going to watch today?
What?
Redeem Team.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Morales was watching it when I called him early to talk about the Cappy scandal,
uh-huh.
and he said it was tough.
Tough in the sense of, because there's a lot of Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot of Kobe in it.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of the story is how he helped them, at least the beginning for sure, from what my knowledge
is. Yeah.
Right, but I've heard the first like 20 minutes or 30 minutes is about how Kobe had to set the standard for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I mean, one of my best Kobe stories. I wrote this actually in a Blake Griffin feature once. Mm-hmm. Blake Griffin told me this. When they were having practices for this in 2012 for this team,
yeah.
Kobe on one of the first days of camp.
So this was the Olympics after Kobe and the Redeem Team.
Right, okay. Yeah, 2012, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Blake, I think, came into the league 2009-ish.
Right.
Right. So Kobe, though, on these Olympic teams is like sort of the elder statesman yeah. and like the guy that you measure yourself against.
Right.
And Kobe, the first night of camp, decides he needs to do an epic training session. He doesn't tell anyone about it, but he gets his security guys to figure out where they can go rent bikes and go ride out for like 40, 50 miles out in the desert.
Oh, my goodness.
at night.
Right.
Because you can't train in Vegas during the day. It's too hot.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like out riding at night, and it's sort of, I don't think he like leaked it around or anything. People just sort of found out.
Right.
And Blake heard the story, and he was like, is that true? Did that really happen? Did Kobe go ride like 40 miles out in the desert just to get a cardio workout in the middle of the night? He's like, you got to find out for me.
Yeah.
And I asked Kobe about it, and he goes, yeah. Like, it was just like a yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we did that.
Yeah.
Like, there was no details. So then I had to go ask the security guards and everybody around him to, like, find out details of this story. Because, like Kobe does stuff like that.
Right.
He's really good at doing these sort of legendary things.
I say this in, like, the nicest way possible and, like, in an admirable way possible. He was an insane person.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was, like...
So insane.
Like, if I was cynical, I would say, like, he was very aware that he had become a legend and he had to do legend-like things.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an act.
No.
Like, that was how he was.
That's him. He was wired that way.
Yes.
100%. Yes. Yeah. Like, he's an insane person.
Yeah.
And I say that with admiration because... Yeah. Of the dedication that he has, is borderline neuroses.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
that
crazy.
Level of commitment is unmatched.
Right. And again, the Padres up 7-0 now. Machado
7-0.
Was that a grand slam?
Yeah, it was 3-0, so it's got to be a grand slam.
Yeah,
I'd love to see the Padres.
Oh, Showalter's coming to the mound.
I just want, like you said,
Scherzer. Dead arm Scherzer.
How do you feel about that? Like, it's like you, Darvish versus Max Scherzer in this game.
Yeah, why are they trying to get cute? Why not just start DeGrom?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We're trying to get too cute there.
They are too cute, Buck. Yeah. This is why you never won the World Series with the Yankees.
Oh, look at you. You sound like a sports talk host in New York.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bucky. You can't even call you Bucky because the real Bucky won a World Series. That's my Chris Russo impersonation. All right, what's next, Lindsay? Sorry.
All right, so last night was a truly pitiful game between Russell Wilson's Broncos and Matt Ryan's
Colts. It was.
It was coma inducing. I literally yelled. I was watching the end of that game. I somehow stayed through it.
I did not.
And I said, you're going to tie and go for the field goal? What?
What's crazy is that even in a game that went into overtime, there were no touchdowns scored. Like,
right.
How does that even happen?
When the Colts tied it with like 4 seconds to go, I was like, no!
I'm sitting here going, Amazon wants its money back.
Oh, yeah. Like,
jeez.
Oh. So that was like trending on Twitter, as I'm sure you guys know.
Right. And Russell Wilson, I text Mina, our girl.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what she responded, but I'll tell you what my question was.
Uh-huh.
Is your boy washed? You know, Russell's her boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I won't tell you what her response was. It was very nuanced, is what I would say, which is not fun for radio. But I'll tell you this. Russell Wilson missed a wide-open receiver, KJ Hamler, on a cross.
He looked bad.
He was so mad. Did you see after he took his helmet off, the receiver, after the game was over, started pounding it on the back of the end zone out of frustration?
Did you see Richard Sherman afterwards?
Oh, he crushed
Russell. Run the ball!
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks right now. I mean, that was so meta. It was so great.
Yeah.
Like Richard Sherman, who's a new analyst for Amazon's post-game show, was asked about, he was physically upset.
Yeah.
Like he was having flashbacks to the Super Bowl when he played with Russell Wilson in Seattle.
Yeah.
And all they had to do was run the ball.
Yeah.
And they throw the pass and there's the interception.
And he stinks.
Russell Wilson. I've always maintained this, and people thought I was crazy. It's actually the take that I've taken probably a ton of heat for over the years, was I was just like, he's like really good, but a system guy in a lot of ways, in my estimation. And I also felt like, I didn't know if he would last, because he liked to run a lot, and he's not a big dude. Like, he's thick, but he's not like big, you know what I mean, stature-wise. And as his career has gone on, the last couple years, a lot of throwing numbers, right? Statistically putting up big numbers, but not as much running. And also because of that, Ramona and Lindsay and Laura, not as much winning when he's taken away.
Yeah.
Like he's become a pocket guy. That's not what made him special during his run.
Yeah.
So before I get to my actual question, real
quick. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like,
sorry,
But before I get to that, and on that same note, How quick, like, what's the soonest an NFL coach has been fired in his rookie year?
Oh, because Nathaniel Hackett should have been fired after game one.
Like, is it too early to fire a guy after five games? No. Because they should fire him.
So I just saw the odds in Vegas. And he's not a 2-1 favorite to be fired. He's a 1-2 to be the first coach fired.
Wow. He's definitely the first one getting fired. But when? Like, do you think they even give him the whole season?
Like, they just got to
embarrass him. If they don't embarrass him, there's one reason, in my estimation. The last name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because his dad. But his dad wasn't like, it's not like his dad was like Bill Belichick.
No,
or anything,
he was not.
You know?
He was not Bill Belichick, but he's still a very respected figure in coaching circles in that sport. So
now, it's like hiring Don Shula's son. I get that.
Now, is it like, Would that preclude them from firing him? I don't know. NFL's cutthroat as hell, man.
Look, did the ownership change go through before he was hired?
I don't think it has yet.
I don't think it officially has.
So this is the natural outcome of this.
Oh, then he'll stick around because there's no real owner.
Yeah, and they'll stick around with no real owner, and then as soon as they take over, they'll get rid of him.
Right.
Right.
Well, what if they take over like in 2 weeks and it's official in 2 weeks?
Yeah, they'll take their time. You know.
I don't know. I feel like they need it.
No, they'll take their time. The teams always take their time in that regard. All right, one more, Linz, or no?
Yes. So one more. So today, after the video of Draymond Punch came out, Jake Paul tweeted out an offer to the Warriors big man. He offered Draymond $10 million to step in the boxing ring against an opponent of his choice on Paul's next pay-per-view. So, Jake Paul will call it anybody for, just to get publicity. So I don't think it's a big deal, and it's definitely something we're not going to see anytime soon. But hypothetically, who would you want to see Draymond get in the ring with?
I hate those celebrity fights.
I know you do, but let's just say it's going to happen.
Right now. I don't need to see any of
these. I saw that Uriah Hall is actually fighting Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell is a crazy person,
he's going to get killed.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for
him.
No. Yeah.
But let's see. Okay, Draymond. Obviously, he's a fighter. He wants a fight. Who do you want to see him fight? You want to see him fight another NBA player? You want to see him fight a boxer and get his butt kicked? Like, who do you want to see him fight?
Nah, I don't know. Like, he's in my all, like, tough guy team.
Yeah, he's, like, legit tough. He's not, like, fake tough.
So, I mean, like, all time? Like, if you're telling me I can do, like, an all-star celebrity death match?
Yeah.
Like
Ben Wallace.
Like, the Claymation, MTV?
Yes, those are great.
Ben Rodman. Wallace, Zeebo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodman. Zeebo.
Yeah.
No, Zeebo's not, like, a tough guy. Oh, Zeebo's a nice guy.
What?
I like Zeebo.
No way. Zeebo can be two things at the same time.
Okay.
He can be a nice guy. He was great with the media, but he is, as a dude, I'm not fighting.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was nice to me. I always thought he was like kind of a puppy dog. Like he was nice.
No, no. He's very nice to the media.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't mess with him. There's just some people, you see them and you're like, I'm not fighting that dude.
What about Kendrick Perkins?
Well, Kendrick Perkins is definitely not a dude I'm fighting.
I'm saying, like, him and Draymond, like, that'd be a good fight, right? I feel like Kendrick Perkins would kick his butt.
Kendrick's too big.
Yeah, Kendrick's got, like,
Draymond's
50 pounds
too fast. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
too
you're
fast.
Probably right.
Too
you're
fast.
Probably right.
But Rodman
you
is
know
a
what?
Good one.
Probably LeBron.
Oh, LeBron.
Oh, LeBron would kick his butt.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, like, we saw a little of that in the finals.
Yeah.
That's what led to the whole suspension.
I mean, listen,
it's
why Draymond, I mean,
LeBron, it's the first Draymond being Draymond.
Lindsay, I know you're going to hate this take, but I will stick to it. Draymond cost the Warriors that championship.
Yeah.
Sure he did, just like, yes, you're right. But we don't need to get into all the other things that have cost other championships.
No, 100%, but I'm just saying.
You know, that's if it's what and happened, buts happened. Were what's in nuts, then whatever the thing about the ant having something.
Yes.
Careful.
Yeah. All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day here at 6:30, adjacent, as we like to say. Sometimes it's 6:30 and sometimes it's 6:30-ish. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, come on, Mr. Worldwide. Echapaya. You know what that means?
We need to dance.
Do Mexicanos say echapaya?
Hasta pa allá.
Let's dance.
Oh, hasta pa allá.
It means let's dance, right?
Echa pa allá. No, it means to get going, girl. Move
get
over
going.
There.
Like,
get
move.
Over.
Move out the way.
Move out the way.
Move.
Don't move.
I won't.
Dale pa abajo.
Bailar is to dance, right?
Bailar is to dance, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to a bachata concert tonight, so I'm so excited.
So Pitbull tickets went on sale today. He's at, is it the Jingle Ball or one of those?
Yeah, he's going to be a Jingle Ball.
That's the one.
What song is this? I like it.
Las manos arriba. That's what it says on the title.
I think it says al balado. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's,
It's in whoever, a Spanish song. I'll find it for you. I'll text it to you.
Yeah, text it to me.
I got you, Mama.
I need songs to play for the baby.
Oh,
the baby's a big song person.
Oh, but my songs are going to...
No. I mean, he won't understand this.
Yeah, he's two.
Yeah. No, the baby's like 4 months.
I mean, he's just going to be getting, you know, like right, some
language. Yeah, I know. That's
you know?
What I do. I play like good songs for him because I want him to have some rhythm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be like Cap, you know, because he can't dance.
Correct. There's that. So we need to do the picks against the spread, but we got a little time. So real quick, Momo, when are we going to take that tequila?
Right now?
I don't know.
After the show? What are we
after
got,
the show?
I got some cups.
Okay.
How about we
pour it?
Yeah.
We pour it a little like during
right.
the segment.
Okay. Right.
And then we can just at the end, we can have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how's that?
I'm into that.
Okay, and it's Cappy's tequila because Cappy crossed the family. Basically, go look on the Circle of Trust, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. You can see the whole story there.
You know, it's almost like he gave the jewelry from one wife to the other.
He did
to the secret wife.
That's it right there. That's right? What he did. Listen. You know, you don't give the heirlooms away.
Yeah.
To the mistress.
I do not want a healthy pour. I want just a little sip.
You,
yeah.
Let her pour it. You can pour it yourself.
All right.
If you like.
Yeah. Okay.
It is your bottle.
Well, I do have to like drive home afterwards.
No, of course, so do we.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little. It's a very.
I'm going
point.
To Microsoft, people.
Yeah. I have very little time.
Laura's got time.
I mean, I'm going to Microsoft. I'm gonna go see Prince Royce.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Chateando tonight. Mm.
So you'll get to see. First of all, right. Very pretty bottle.
Yeah,
as you can tell.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Like I don't even want to open it. It's so pretty.
That's mm-hmm. what most people say. Yep. But it is just. Trust me, you're gonna want to open it. But we'll get to that in a sec. All right. So. Linz, let's do the picks against the spread here, and then we can pour that after the fact. All right. So, Laura, hit the music. Little old school 90s
yeah,
ESPN
like
football.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All right. So, the first game, let me go. I got the thing right here.
Bills at Ravens.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, that was last week.
No, that was last week. Giants Packers, London game. So, a 6:30 kickoff.
A.M.
kickoff. Here in Southern California.
I will not be watching.
I'll catch it at halftime.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know, I'll be up for... Nah, 7:30. Yeah, that sounds about right on a Saturday. So, especially because we've got... I'll tell you what my wife and I have going with Mateo. We have a light system for him to leave the room. But Giants-Packers. Packers 8-point favorite. You know what? I'm going to go with the Giants in this one. I'm going to go with the Giants. Danny Dimes has played pretty well on the road. Jones has played well on the road. The Packers, you know, Aaron Rodgers, not happy, clearly. He's out there telling people, you know, that they can't sustain this kind of winning with the way the receiving group and the offense is going. I feel like Aaron is, he's having a tough one. So I think this gets tougher for him, and the Giants can run the ball with Saquon. So I'm taking the Giants plus the 8, and how about this? My 5. I
wow.
can't believe I would
That's
do that
strong.
Against Aaron.
So, yeah. I don't have a pick, but I have Cappy's picks.
Okay, what is Cappy's
pick? If I had a pick, I would go with you. Yeah. I think the Giants will actually win this one. I don't even need the points, but okay.
Yeah.
Cappy's going with the Packers.
Yeah.
And it's also his 5.
Wow. We are in a duel.
It. Yes.
Sedano and
love
Cap.
It.
All right. Linz, what do you got?
So I'm pretty sure that ayahuasca is like legal or at least decriminalized over there in
there
the UK.
Go.
So I'm going to say that Aaron Rodgers is going to be very centered and feeling very spiritual, and it's going to be enough for the Packers to win the game.
Yeah, but who's he throwing to?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
because
matter.
He's centered.
All right. Okay.
Right. He'll throw it to the middle one.
The middle one.
That won't catch it.
Yeah. He'll throw it to the
Dubs,
middle one.
What's his name? Dubs, Dobbs. Dobbs. Dobbs.
And it's
Dobbs.
My 2.
Lazard.
Lazard.
Yeah.
Tanyan.
Tanyan, though.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy steal, by the way. If you can pick up Tanyan in your league, I sound like Matthew
Berry.
Yeah,
he's not available anymore.
He's available in one league that I'm in. Yeah. All right, Laura.
I'm going to go with the Giants, and that's my 3.
Okay. Chargers-Browns. Chargers are 2.5-point favorites at Lindsay Baseball's Browns. All right. I'm going to take the Browns.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my 4.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
The Chargers come off a big win. They shut everybody up against the Texans, but they got to go back again across the country.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for them.
Okay. Cappy also has the Browns.
Of course.
It is his 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not very confident, but also taking Cleveland.
Okay.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Yeah, you're definitely taking the Browns.
Number 5.
Yeah, and you're 5.
Oh, number 5, yeah.
Okay. All right, Laura.
Damn it. Now I feel like I should go the other way just because everybody went the Browns.
No, take the Chargers. I would take the Chargers.
No, I was going to take the Browns, but you know what? Everybody took the Browns, so I'm going to take the Chargers.
I would take the Chargers. Okay. If I was picking, that's my take
one.
The Chargers.
That's my one, though.
Okay, not very confident. By the way, the way this works is we pick against the spread, and then we assign a confidence vote. Five being I'm most confident in this particular wager, one I'm the least confident in, and then so on and so forth in between. So we've now, now that you've got the ground rules, I probably should have stated that on the front end every week because I forget to do that. But nonetheless, it's been done. Cowboys at Rams. Rams are 5.5-point favorites. I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one. I think the Rams will win the game, but I think the Cowboys are for real. They run the ball with Cooper Rush in there. They have a better balance.
Good defense.
Their defense is one of the top two in the league, number one at pressuring the quarterback. Ooh. So that's not great for a Rams offensive line who is in shambles. So Cowboys will definitely cover those 5.5. That's my three. Actually, you know what? Here, I'm flipping. Giants, I can flip those. We haven't finished this segment.
Yeah, go for it. You flip it.
Giants, my three. Cowboys, my five.
Woo! What?
Dang. Yeah.
Cappy also has the Cowboys. That is his three.
Okay. Wow. So Cappy and I have flip-flopped there. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, Linz.
I think the Rams are going to win, but I don't think that they're going to cover. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys, but I'm going to make that my one.
Okay. Louder?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Rams five.
There you go,
damn,
girl.
Damn, girl.
Atta girl.
Your girl washed her hair and she's going to Microsoft.
Yes, she did.
Gonna be rooting at SoFi. Mm-hmm. Bengals at Ravens. Ravens are 3-point favorites at home. Now, Joey Burrow has done a really good job in his game.
Is it Joey Burrow?
Yeah. Oh, Joe Burrow. Sorry. Joe Burrow.
I was like, who's Joey Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow has played very well against the Bengals as I look at these numbers.
Against the Ravens.
I'm sorry, the Ravens. Yes, my bad.
I got you.
Yes. So, but here's the stat. John Harbaugh, after a loss.
Oh.
After a loss.
Look at you coming with some info.
Okay. 6-2 against the spread when facing someone within the division.
Spread.
Yeah. So there you go. So because of that John Harbaugh stat that I'm giving you, that's a nugget right there.
Yeah,
by the way.
That was a nugget.
Bet LA is coming on. What time is Bet LA coming on today? At 8 o'clock after Rams All Access.
Yep. Oh, all right. I was like, I'm leaving it in a minute.
Anita Marks will have many more nuggets like
I
that.
I like nuggets.
Yes. All right, so I'm taking
Cappy's got the Bengals as well. That's his four.
What's your number on it, George?
Oh, Ravens for me, my bad. And that's going to be my two. Not that, like, confident in it, even though I have a good nugget.
All right, and Cappy's got Ravens. What was his number?
Four.
Oh, no, he got Bengals.
No, he's got Bengals with a four.
Yeah. Oh, me and Cappy are complete opposites today. I love it.
I'm like, dang. Me and you were lying, but I had to switch it up because that's why I took the charge instead of the Browns.
Lindsay.
Joey Burrow has not looked very good, and Lamar Jackson has looked great. So I'm picking the
Lamar
Ravens,
Jackson.
And that's my three.
He really has been great, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Pay that man. Pay that man.
Okay, I'm also picking the Ravens, and that's my two.
Yeah. Would you have paid Lamar Jackson a fully guaranteed deal?
No, but I would have given him more non-guaranteed money. Right? Yeah. Like, you can just throw a bigger number out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. To me, like, when you have a quarterback, it's not just about how much you're paying that quarterback. It's about how long it would take you to find a new quarterback.
Right.
The way he's playing right now, they better guarantee him.
Him and Aaron Judge, if it holds up, are going to bank this offseason, respectively. Raiders at Chiefs. Oh, Momo, the Chiefs are 7-point favorites against your Raiders.
Yeah.
Raiders.
That was joke.
I know. What do you got? It's in Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
Let me tell you something. The Raiders have stolen a few games in Kansas City over the years.
Last year, right? Yeah.
They tend to do okay there.
God, am I going to really take the Raiders?
Seven points. That's a lot of points. 7 points.
I took them last week as my five, and guess what? I kicked your guys' butts.
You did.
Guess what? I took the Raiders in my survivor pool last week and won.
Wow, good for you. I'll take the Raiders, but that's only my one, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, same for Cappy.
Yeah.
Raiders is his one.
Yeah.
They did me well last week, so I'm going Raiders again because I'm not sure if they're going to win, but there's no way that spread's getting covered. So I'm going to pick them, and I only have a four left, so hopefully.
Raiders.
Well, I only got a four left, going with the Chiefs.
Oh!
Good for you, girl. Yeah. This is a lot smarter, probably. If I had my choice, I'd do it again. Yeah. What's our out time here, Laura?
57:30, so we're really, really close here.
Okay, so Momo, thank you.
Hey, what are we doing, Josh?
We're going to drink that. We're right now, so we're going to pour some Tequila Mandala Reposado Otto because Cappy went
Should
against the family.
Should we leave one little sip for him in
Hell
a cup?
No. Hell no.
No, absolutely not. Great job, Lindsay and Laura.
It's like the cup of Elijah. We should leave a little sip for
him. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Momo.